track 13. And now we come to sport. And we'll start this week with cricket. Bobby Tracy, captain, Seb Ansley, believed the 31-run home defeat by relegated Plimpton summed up the first team's season. Plimpton, who have only won 5 games all season, thrashed Bovey by 10 wickets first time round. Losing twice to a relegated side is not a good look. Unfortunately, a bit of a story of our season is that the consistency has been lacking, said Ainsley. We had Plimpton 130-6 and couldn't finish the job. We move on to Columpton next and we'll try to finish the season on a high. Elsewhere, though, Bovey's second 11 took a huge step closer to safety after winning a very low-scoring clash away at Plimstock. The game, which saw 16 wickets tumble for just 161 runs scored, seldom reached any great heights. Chudley earned the win they needed to stave off the threat of relegation from C Division East when they won at Kingsbridge by 40 runs. Chudley recovered from a nervy start. They were 31-3 to post a 45-over total of 230-6. Kingsbridge opener James Westlake passed 650 league runs for the season with a top score of 75 in reply of 190-7. A point ahead of Chudley are Ripplepen's second 11, who suffered a 4-wicket defeat at the hands of potentially relegated Paignton. Almost there, Ashburton have got 1 foot in the next season's Tolshard's DCLB division after defeating promotion rivals Cornwood the second by 6 wickets. A 9-game winning run has seen the Ashes overtake long-time leaders Cornwood in a league with only 1 promotion place. Ashburton know a win against Ipplepen second 11 on the final day would do the trick. Elsewhere, Timoth and Sheldon battered C Division West Stragglers Plimstock's second 11 by 8 wickets. Plimstock, long ago resigned to relegation, were all out for 105 in the 37th over of a 45-over game. Abbots Kurzweil's player coach, Toby Codd, could see at least 1+ for his relegated side in the 6-wicket home defeat by Ivybridge. Elfie Harrison, 1-29, was outstanding with the ball, said Codd, of his teenaged off-spin bowler. He's been one of the shining lights of the season. Hopefully, he will go from strength to strength in years to come. The team to join Abbots on the way down remains to be decided. And now we go on to football. 3 South Division sides entered the FA Vars over the weekend and all 3 emerged victorious. Buckland Athletic of the Western League and South West Peninsula League pair Bovey Tracy AFC and Timoth AFC booked their respective spots in the next round with wins across the board. Starting with the Bucks, and there was just 1 goal in their trip to Plymouth, they took on Elberton Village at a warm hay road and Jared Lewington finished from close range proved the difference. Timoth AFC also had to score just once to advance in the competition, thanks to a clean sheet they kept at the other end of the field. Finally, to Bovey Tracy AFC, who had to come from behind to win south of the border. St Austell was their destination, and the Cornish side, who are playing at the higher level of the Western League. The final score was 3-1. In the Southwestern Peninsula League, Newton Abbott Spurs 0, Bovey Tracy AFC 2. There really is never a dull moment in non-league football. Just ask anyone who watched Newton Abbott Spurs take on Bovey Tracy AFC on Tuesday the 19th of August. Bovey arrived at the Rec, a point ahead of their local rivals, but having played 1 game more, the pair were both unbeaten in the South West Peninsula League prior to kick-off. Kane Gregory made a stop from an initial shot, only for Levi Landrecombe to poke home the rebound, finally breaking the Spurs' resolve. Chances were few and far between for the hosts, and it was Bovey who struck the second goal of the game. And finally, we go on to golf. Stover Golf Club member Hayden Priscott won two medals representing Great Britain at the World Transplant Games, taking place in Dresden, Germany, between August the 17th and the 24th. Hayden, who underwent a kidney transplant in February 2024, claimed bronze in both the singles and pairs, with GB smashing it overall on the golf front. They were awarded 18 medals across the sport, 7 golds, 4 silvers and 7 bronzes. In March 2022, Hayden found out he had 25% kidney function, and by the end of that year, it had dropped to 12%. 2 years later, his brother Greg, a fellow golfer, was a perfect match and stepped up to be the donor. Returning to the present day, and Hayden told the Mid-Devon Advertiser, "The camaraderie and sense of belonging within the games is something that is truly amazing." He added, "I've often heard people refer to the transplant community as the transplant family, and now I can see why." And that's sport for this week.